Time to get back into our talk with Nick at Superior Outfitters in Marquette, continued from our last outdoor report. Are you selling a lot of live bait there already?
Yes. Yep. Really going through it, ordering a lot more than usual, and there's a lot of guys going out. The lake's off 550. People have been doing really well there with shiners and suckers. Those guys have been buying a lot of bait.
Okay.
Because they go through so much while they're out there.
Well, that means you're moving a line up and down a lot, and that's a good thing. So let's talk about what you're carrying.
I've got shiners, suckers, fatheads, wigglers, spikes, waxies.
Are you carrying any spawn at all?
Yeah, I still have spawn for the river fishermen, but I'd recommend going with waxies over the spawn this time of year.
Okay.
A little bit cheaper.
Well, that's true, too. But I was talking to like the guys that are traveling over to Munising Bay right now, fishing Splake and Whitey's. They're fishing single legs, it sounds like.
Yep. Get your hands on those. You might want to boil some up. I do not carry those. I just have spawn sacks that are commercially tied. So.
Okay. Yeah, you can always bust those open and do exactly what you're talking about.
Yep.
Well, is there anything else that you've seen kind of an interesting pattern right now, product-wise in your store? Anything cool that you want to bring up?
Well, I've got jawjackers in stock now, which definitely be of interest to the guys going to Munising Bay. They're very good on splake, coho, that kind of stuff. You can put a real light bait on, and rather than have them feel the take on a tip-up and drop the bait, this is going to set the hook for you automatically. It's a adjustable tension, where it's very, very good on trout species.
And we talked about that last time a little bit, kind of a new tip-up type product that actually uses a rod under tension.
Yeah, it's adjustable to, you can use I've been using like walleye rods and pike rods in them, but it also works well with, a shorter panfish rod. The whole rig's adjustable.
Okay. Well, Nick, I appreciate your time today, and we'll catch up with you again next week and hopefully get some more good reports from you. Excellent.
Sounds good, Adam. Talk to you soon.
Of course, a purveyor of used and new fishing gear, as well as live bait, Nick at Superior Outfitters filling us in today. And this is The Outdoor Show.